You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me for a round two is a goddess in her own right, and it's fair enough that we say this because LFC 38, Angels and Little Devils, and LFC 39, Goddess Among Us. She made two appearances, one against Miley Death Proof Richards at LFC 38, and LFC 39 against the debuting Miss Avery Ryder, the one, the only MJ, the Dominator. Domino, it's great to have you back on the show. How are you?
Good. Great to see you.
Of course, of course. Well, I got to say, first and foremost, you, and we've talked about this within your journey, you have just gotten so much more, and I'm going to say this with you, not only have you gotten so much more like in tune and much more better with what you're doing, you never stop learning. And I got to say, that's the one thing I admire and love about you, because this bout with Mai Richards, we'll start with it here. My God, Catwoman, I felt like I was watching Halle Berry. I felt like I was watching a Batman and Robin film. You pulled that off amazingly.
Thank you. It was so fun. It was like my alter ego. Loved it. I love cats, so... why not?
Well, fair enough, too, because, I mean, when it comes to just the overall cat vibes, too, and I've always said this, you look like back in the 90s, right, whether it's the dominatrix style, when you look at, like, Madonna and Human Nature off the Bedtime Stories album, when you look at, like, a Donnie Darko type of vibe, you can have that dark but seductress type of vibe to it. It really does insinuate just a beautiful imagery, but also at the same time, you're taking the influx of popular culture and you're using that within your character and you're just amplifying yourself up. I gotta say, this entrance, too, as well, for those who haven't seen it, you came out, you had the Catwoman mannerisms, and I gotta say, people are very much kind of like, when you look at the Halle Berry movie, people will say what they will about it, but god dang it, she pulled that role off.
She did. Oh my gosh. I don't compare to Halle Berry, but...
hey, man, you got your own flavor. I think Halle Berry, from the styles of just being a beauty in her own right, I think it works. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have that empowerment.
Absolutely.
Now, for you, with the My Death Proof Richards bout, it's the Battle of the South Dakotians. How was this for you to feature someone who, My the Death Proof Richards, when the last time we saw her was at the 2021 Sturgis events? We saw her go against Jenny Bloody Valentine, a.k.a. Jennifer Thomas. We saw her in the ring there with Sarah the Beast Brooke in Sturgis. What was this like for you to really go against a fellow South Dakotian and Sturgis also being in the mix? How was that like for you facing My this go-around?
It was good. I couldn't have been matched up with a better opponent. Just, it's taken me a long, like, it takes me a minute to get comfortable with somebody. And the fact that she already had those South Dakota vibes, it was just, made me feel at ease. Like, all right, cool. We're going to have a good match. We're going to do this. And she was just the perfect opponent to pair me up against for that match, because I was ready for that match.
Now, familiar stomping grounds as well for you, Ms. MJ, the Dominator Domino, as we came from Future Stars of Wrestling this go-around for LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils, the cosplay vibes. I mean, you guys can see Bella Inc. as Barbie. You get to see Jenny Bloody Valentine, Jennifer Valentine as Poison Ivy. Hello. We get Sarah Wolf as the Harley Quinn, if you will. There were so many great costumes and great attires that went into this event, but FSW is a familiar stomping grounds because your debut was back at Future Stars of Wrestling for LFC 35. I wanted to ask you, going back there this time, not very much last minute, but you knew you were going in there. Talk about training going into that, because we did see some footage you put on your Instagram of you and Mai rolling around, feeling each other out. Talk about the training process going into this, because you two had some great chemistry with one another.
Yeah, it was great. We were working with Coach Leon Hader, and everything that we did, like, we practiced, like, the roles and stuff, and, you know, me not being a professional wrestler, it was scary at first, but then, like, we started practicing, and I just started feeling off her vibes, and every move that we did, I felt confident with. So she has that energy, that vibe. She's like, she's a good teacher, but she's not a professional either. So it's like she was learning as she was going too, but she's just a sweet girl all in general.
I got to say with you, we talk about really feeling the character-wise. And what I love about too as well before, because we're actually going to react and watch this bout at the end of today's forum. But I have to say this, what I really admired about you is not only the wrestling side of things, but you're finding the character work of like, you're just coming in, you're showing off the muscles, you're kissing the muscles like your Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner. I dig the vibe of just showing off the muscles and also talking trash at the same time. I think you're really amping up the character, and I love that because, again, not only finding yourself as a one's overall being and one's overall spirit, I love the character vibes, and I love the talking trash. I thought that was a nice little subtlety, intricacy, and nuance that you added to your character.
Yes, yes. I don't like talking trash that much, but when I'm in character, it's starting to roll out.
No, and I can appreciate that. I think the littlest thing, and I've always said this, like, what you do in the ring is great, and I've always said, do you make every moment count? Which certainly you are, Miss MJ Domino, but god dang it, man, the character work says it all, and I think that is the gravitational pull, that's the attraction, that's the overall appeal, if you will. And I gotta say, like we saw with their bout with neither Death Proof Richards here, let's just talk about the fact that she tried to rip your mask off, man.
She tried to take my mask. Like, how fucking disrespectful.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. She tried to take your mask like it's a Lucha Libre match over there in Mexico, but also at the same time, she used her hair as a weapon. She used those braids, those long-ass braids, and wada-boom, right to your friggin' gut, right to the abdomen, right to the midsection. She really got you.
And she spanked me, and I even had a nice little welt on my butt afterwards. But those dreads are fucking deadly weapons.
That's the thing, too, and people don't even realize. Like, if you had
don't realize it.
No, like, she smacked the crap out of you with your dreads. Like, and it's funny too, because Mai has like, and I'm going to say this and you can agree with me and attest to this, she has such an angelic smile, but when she gets in there and in shows within these last bouts, like she was going after poor Allie Spoon, the ring girl, slapping the ring card. She was at you. Like, my God, she came at you like a spider monkey. Like, it's Talladega Nights up in here, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Hello.
Yeah. Like, where'd that come from? Outside the ring, she wasn't even like that, but inside the ring, she just fucking went balls to the wall.
That is what we call buck wild. And I
like that.
But that's the thing too. And you have to do this. And I've always said this, like, if you watch an LFC show, folks, first of all, number one, you get your money's worth, but also number two, you get the entertainment vines. And number three, you might see some buck wildness like Mai Richards coming at you with going with the freaking ring girl, poor Allie Spoon of ODS models. But you also get to see these type of amplified characters. I mean, we had a great main event with Katie Forbes and Bella Madison. We saw the debut of Riley Jade. We saw so many people in this event that really amplified what the LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships brand is. Now, one person who was in attendance who did not fight, but she was in the audience, in the crowd that night, was Avery Ryder, which moves us to LFC 39, Goddess Among Us. You, my friend, replacing Bella Rockefeller, who suffered a pinched nerve. She was supposed to be Avery Ryder's debut opponent. But my God, this woman, statuesque, blonde, she knows what she's doing. She's the feeling out process. She's coming to this in her own right very quickly. I want to ask you about, first of all, before we get to the event, Kissimmee, Florida, Secrets Hideaway, Resort and Spa. What an amazing venue. And also, what an amazing time. What was it like? Talk about, give me that event. Going into Florida, Secrets Hideaway, how you feeling?
I walked into that event because I was an hour and a half away doing a wrestling video shoot, and then they called me and asked if I wanted to be a judge, and I was like, maybe I can break away, I'll see if I can. And I ended up getting there 10 minutes before the doors were supposed to open. So I think the doors were opening at 8 p.m. I got there at 7:50, and that didn't give us much time to do much. But when I was walking in, I had no idea what Secrets Hideaway was. And I saw people just being free with themselves. And I am very, very vanilla. So seeing people so free in public was a culture shock. I was like, whoa. I started blushing and just like, okay, so this is what we're doing. And there was even a part in the match where Avery's top came off. And I was like, can those be out? And I just felt stupid afterwards. She's like, yeah, look where we're at. And I'm like, shit. It was cool, though. It was a beautiful venue. Beautiful venue.
We're going to have to quote that and clip that in there, folks. Can those be out? That is my new favorite quote of a wardrobe malfunction of nip slips. You just made my day with that. No, I mean, first of all, if you've seen LFC, folks, we've seen so many wardrobe malfunctions. And when we get to your bout with Avery Ryder, April 1st, if you want to see this one over here with tops coming off and just overall badassery from LFC 39, it airs April 1st on the VIP section of the LFC website. Go to lfcfights.com for more details. Cheap plug. But at the end of the day, too, as well, I'm going to point this out here because some beautiful imagery has come out here. Man, you were rocking those braids, man. I got to give you like some kudos because those were fire.
Yeah, they were sexy. My girl Andy Vicious did those, and she came and cheered me on from the crowd, and she did that the night before. And then they got destroyed within 2 days.
I dug the look because it reminded me very much of, it's like if you're watching back in the day, I'm going to take people back once more to the 90s. If you're watching TLC and they're digging on you, and then Lisa Left Eye Lopez comes in and you give a little T-Boz vibes, if you will, crazy, sexy, cool. That's the vibes I got there. It was very crazy, sexy, cool of you.
Good, good. I like that look. I want to find a braider here in Vegas that can help me stick with that because I just like it. I love the braids.
Absolutely. I think also when it comes to style and aesthetics and the overall accoutrement, if you will, there's a word for you, folks, accoutrement that goes with the overall style and finesse, if you will, that goes into the attire. I think the braids was a nice touch. You went in there and went with there with Avery Ryder, who much again, much kudos for her for making her LFC debut at LFC 39 Goddess Among Us. You have great chemistry. I'm going to say this right now, even with Lauren in your first bout back in LFC 35. And I got to say, God is on your side because you're talking about 10 minutes before there, you're going in there, you're diving into something. You've never been to Secrets Hideaway. And then you just and take names. I got to say, that is a sign right there of God just putting you in the predicaments and you rock knocking it out of the park. That is beauty right there.
Exactly. Yeah. God is definitely guiding me on my journey. I'm not going to give anybody else props but my higher power.
You have to do that. And I mean, for both of us who are more very spiritual people, I've always said this, God has a place in time. And I always use representation of your presentation. If you represent yourself within your life and where you want to go and what you are and who you want to be, and you present yourself in that way with every endeavor you do, sky's the limit. And then you're on the right path. So, yeah.
Exactly. Like right now it's limit. Like there's no limit for me right now. I'm just ready to go.
Absolutely. And you mentioned about an hour and a half beforehand. I mean, you and Sugar, honey, to quote the Archie, Sugar Diamond doing the thing. We saw a lot of footage as well. Shout out to Protein Wrestling. You and Sugar, another one, man. Another one. Just
Sugar and I are with, we did a clip with Hard Knockout Boxing.
Nice.
Yeah, Protein Wrestling. He drove us there. And just like to have kind people in our circle that will take us from place to place where we need to go. It was just, I'm so grateful for them.
That's the thing too, as well as I'm like going to say, man, you're getting to the boxing realm. And for those who have not seen Hard Knockout Boxing, it's another one of those, like whether you're doing fetish content or modeling or just overall athletics and aesthetics, I think the overall boxing side of things really gets to showcase another one that you get the 1-2, if you will, and you know how to punch and kick that really adds to your repertoire. So, I mean, you and Sugar also had great chemistry, man. I got to say, I've been enjoying the content you've been putting out.
Yeah, Sugar's my girl. She's wild. She's crazy. We vibe very well together.
That's going to be like the story just I'm going to put this to rah, just the overall career, like the purr, the kitten. I like that. I like the adamant of, I like, you're welcome. I like cats and then bada bing, bada boom. I'm going to add the purr to it. You might add a little hiss to it. It works. I like it. I like the new character. Well,
yes.
And I will say this to you as well, for the LFC fans that want to check out an amazing event, LFC 38, Angels and Little Devils, going back to the FSW Arena. We are about to play this bout. And we are going to show this badass over here. Now, it's on the LFC YouTube channel. I'm going to say, if you've not checked it out, check it out. The first three bouts of LFC 30 are on there from the first three fights, that being Bella Madison and Riley Jade. Riley Jade rocking that Sailor Moon attire and Bella Madison rocking that Niche Boutique. Shout out to Brandy May and Tim Buck, who are also judges. Angelica, the Italian Knockout Cole against Lauren, the Adventurous Ceccarelli. And then this one over here, rumming out like a cat woman who's just ready to purr, is ready to scratch and claw. And maybe she'll claw your eyes out at the same time. MJ dominated Domino. I love it. So before we get into more discussion in the show, are you ready to watch this full bout? Are you ready to react?
So
ready.
I'm so pumped.
Okay, here we go.
I'm proud of that match.
And you did very well. So here we go, folks. As we started off, MJ Domino versus My Richards LFC 38. Here we go.
All right. the two South Dakota natives going at it. Catwoman taking the low approach
right there.
Richards looks over at her coach, Cindy Sinclair. Didn't know what to expect from that, but she reacts to it well. Oh, my goodness.
Big
wow. Power on display from MJ.
Yeah, she's definitely looking like a super, super character right there.
That part was actually a struggle. Like, she fucking had her feet planted.
See the test of strength here is also marvel. There it is.
Wow.
Oh,
she whipped her hair. She whipped her hair back and forth.
And that actually hurt my butt.
I have not seen that.
That is a straight up playbook out of Willow Smith, whipping that hair back and forth. Boom. And then she takes you down. Like I said, this was a nice sequence, right? That kick was powerful right into the corner. Oh, my goodness.
Now the shoulder drive.
Ooh.
Death proof. Doing all kinds of damage. Look at this. Crawling up on the ropes. Pressure on top again. The shot from the outside. My goodness. Smaller fighters having some success with this. Shoved down.
Right back to the cat style. There we go.
Dominator drops to the canvas to meet her. Catches the kick. Delivers the uppercut as well. Now slips to the back. Looking for the big slam. Drives her to the ropes. Oh, says you like the play there.
Okay. Gave it right back with the Buddhist smack.
Yes, exactly. How's it feel?
Richard to the ground after doing some work on the backside there. Can't complain. Richard might even have a little bit of a smile on
it. She
has
a little smile on that. I think she enjoyed that a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong. It probably hurt.
She's looking a little winded right now. MJ coming to pushing both fighters. Pushing off each other, not giving each other a chance to kind of recover the breath. Turnbuckle.
Boy, that turnbuckle is getting a lot of work tonight. Trap Gambino wishes he was that turnbuckle over there.
Nice leg kick there.
That man was sweet. I will say that. That was sweet.
Immediately to mount. Look at him damage. The knees to the body.
He's trying to get up.
Good job.
Yeah.
The back.
She's another one just right there. Ruthless. Not getting up yet.
Slam to the turn.
That was a hard one because I'm trying to align with the corner, so I just flip back.
Yeah.
Looking for the corner of the head.
Yeah. I know there's one behind me.
Made a mistake there.
Got that arm in there.
Trying to drive in.
It's almost made me tap right there. Choking his rear
naked choke up against the corner. Richards looking for the shocking early victory, but they survive until the end.
Saved by the bell. That choke was in deep.
Weird to write down after the bell.
Go Tater hopping in there trying to save his fighter a little bit.
Timekeeper calling to break this up. Cindy Sinclair jumping in there as well. I mean, it was a beautiful takedown. Incredible. You got to do it within regulation time.
Yeah.
100%. Wow. Incredible action. Incredible action. These are tough rounds to score because the action is definitely going back and forth. I would have to think with that choke at the end, maybe that kind of took it towards Richards.
Yeah, probably so.
MJ was doing some solid work over on the other turn.
Choke pissed me off.
Until you're ready to just scrap right after that.
I got my notes here. I usually like to keep little notes along the way.
Yeah.
I actually just put a question mark down there, but you did kind of sway me there.
Poor Ellie Spoon get out the way, yo.
My goodness. Death proof is time proof as well. She doesn't worry about the rounds. She just wants to fight.
This is not what Ellie Spoon signed up for. She says, Richards, don't give me that.
I never saw what happened with the ring girl.
I'm the better ring girl.
It was one of the things, like, if you're watching as a fan, if you're a VIP member, folks, like, she was ready. It surprised me because I saw the spear, and I'm like, okay, you know, she's ready to go at you. But the ring girl, poor Ellie Spoon, did not get out the way.
Nice.
She threw that side and said, fuck that, I want to start the round now. That's what she said.
She worked to the backside and was able to grab that. That was nice work.
The body lock again from the back.
Waist lock here. There you go. You got her back.
Takedown there. A little scissor sweep takedown.
Little sweep.
To the back.
That was sneaky.
It was.
The choke
was
again.
That's indeed.
The left arm is Well, it was briefly under there, but she backs
up. She got that mask.
The mask. I thought she was looking for the choke.
I thought she was going for the choke.
Instead, she's removed the costume.
Over
here, just the headpiece of it.
And there was no laughing matter here because you grab her, boom, right into the choke, crossface chicken wing style. Very nice. Yep.
And I squeeze her, squeeze so hard.
Controlling from the back here. What a turn of events.
Doing a really good job of controlling the arm while working in the choke. She can't fight that arm.
There's the tap out right there.
That's going to do it, boom. I believe.
That was the tap, I think.
Got the tap. Yes, she did. Wow. Incredible turn of events. Lost focus for just a moment. And that allowed the Dominator.
Incredible
to turn things around and take home the victory and recover her mask as well. She's Catwoman once again.
First off, we also got to give a shout out to Katia Cortez, ring announcer from FHM Bootleg. We saw her last. Beautiful woman. Also, another one with this attire. Look at this bad boy.
And the winner by submission, MJ, the Dominator.
There's your winner.
Yeah, they wanted me to talk in the mic afterwards, and I just really didn't want to talk in the mic.
And you were not ready. Oh, we're getting to that. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm like, bye. I'm gonna leave now.
I'm gonna dip. And you licked the camera.
Get back in there for an interview.
I
want
an interview.
A little cruel at the beginning. It was amazing.
I really don't like talking in front of people like that.
It's very interesting that you bring that up, and I'll point that out after this last segment here, because I actually wanted to bring this up to you, so I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, a woman of few words, but a woman of victory as we kick off our cosplay matches tonight. Lost her mask there briefly.
Alrighty, and that was the ref cam side of things that you guys got to see. You got to see the lick of the camera, which was a nice touch, as well as the flexing. All right, so you say you don't like to be interviewed and talk like that. I got to say, first and foremost, it was nice with the body mannerisms. I got to say, I love that, with just you showing your prowess and your stature after that. But yeah, you dipped. So let's talk about this, because I got to say, interview, short and sweet and to the point. But I got to say, it also added to what we got within the bout.
The microphone, the sound, I'm not good at talking in front of crowds yet. And it's something that I have to get better at, but I'm tired. Get me out of this ring.
Well, here's the thing too, and I've always admired this, because I've even noticed this as well. When you just go through two rounds like that, like you went through two excruciating rounds, like you don't want to talk. You just want to get to the back. I understand you want to rest. You want to sit back and unwind, if you will, catch your breath. But at the end of the day, I got to say, just that also adds to the element of, okay, you know what? I fucked shit up. I won. I made her tap out. And now I'm going to exit. It's the old Stone Cold Steve Austin. I arrive, I race, hell, I leave. That's what that was. That was arrive, race, hell, and leave all in one component. That's what that was.
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, that now watching that back and seeing that, like, again, you should be very proud of this, because you two, again, great chemistry. You got the dub. Congratulations. But how did it feel watching that back and just seeing that overall progress?
It just made me realize how much I've really grown within this past couple of years. Like, I went from that first match with Lauren Fogel to where she made me tap in the first 30 seconds to actually completing like a show. Like, it was beautiful. I had the practice, I had the confidence, and I want to do more. I know I had Angelica KO was there, and I was given her rides, and she's like, girl, you have potential. And I'm like, I have potential. I know I do. I feel like I can do really well if I get the practice under my belt. Like, I love it. I fell in love with pro wrestling that day or that whole week. And cool.
What I do love about it, and I'll add on to what the lovely Italian Knockout, shout out to Angelica Cole, another one just a badass in her own right, just kicking ass and taking names in the community. I gotta say, she's exactly right with that. And I'll say this to you, like, watching you your first bout, being there, being ringside, and just seeing your progress. And I mean, it was a short bout, but I've always said, make the most of your time. I think you made the most of your time with the overall, okay, Here's my style. Here's my entrance. I'm going to go in there. Nerves as hell. Nerves as steel, if you will, as we all are nervous. But I think as we continue to grow, like I'm going to say this, like last time we spoke about your bout with Jenny Holsom at the FHM bootleg, like you're in a big spot where there's modeling, there's FHM, such an amazing brand, and just elegance and decorum and everything that goes into that sexiness. You had a banger with her. Now you had a banger with Mai. You had a banger with Avery. You're just knocking down bangers, but you're also getting to feel and know your opponents. And I think that's the best way to do it is just keep on going, man.
Absolutely. I am so 100% agreeing with that.
Well, it's adaptation and it's also, you know, appreciation. We'll put that on a t-shirt, but it's very true. Adaptation, appreciation. You adapt as a person, but you also appreciate the craft that it is. And I mean, you fall in love with professional wrestling that week when you have a trainer like Leon Hader, who really takes what he does with his craft very seriously. I mean, I think you're in good hands because, again, shout out to Coach Leon Hader. He's helped a lot of the girls train. So has the one and only Miss Jennifer Thomas. So when you have the great support system and the right trainer, you're golden, man.
Exactly. Like there's, you can't lose. I mean, you can't lose, but
still there's license and everything, folks. There's life lessons. And I think life has given you a good deal, ma'am. I know with everything that you've been through and just everything that you are going to continue to create moments and memories created and moments and memories yet to be created. The sky's the limit. And I'm very proud of what you've done so far.
Yes. I'm so excited to see where LFC goes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, folks, I mean, if you're in Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida, Flo Rida, if you will, not in Miami, like it's Will Smith, but Flo Rida, Florida, you should check out Secrets Hideaway. You should check out Goddess Among Us because there's many goddesses. I'm looking at you, MJ Domino, and many goddesses. And many goddesses. I'm looking at you, girl. Also is the fact that we have the great contests of Tracy Nix and Katie Forbes. We have women like Mila Romanoff and Mia Annabella who came back. I mean, you guys are going to be in for a treat from Secrets Hideaway. It's something we've never done. We've never been to Flo Rida, but we are for the first time ever. And here's to many more great events. Vegas has become a staple for Lingerie Fighting Championships. Vegas has become a staple for the combat fight industry. Vegas has become a staple for Future Stars of Wrestling, the FSW Arena. So it's more homes, it's more locations, it's more content, and it's something for each and every one of you. So thank you all for being a part, and thank you for just putting on some great matches, man.
Hell yeah, it's my pleasure. Get to entertain.
Absolutely. And I think also if you look at the Session World side of things, man, you've also been offering a lot of great work within your head scissors, your takedowns, your leg scissors. I'm going to kick you in the sack-a-rooney. Dare I say ball bust. Hello. Okay, we're going to just put this out here, and I'm going to say this because, and I'm also going to put the interview below in the links. You did a great interview with our own one and only Jennifer Thomas, Jetty Bloody Valentine for Session Girls, and I'm going to say this right now. Going out on the playground, it's sixth grade. You're kicking dudes in the sack-a-rooney. We're going to bring this up here because now I know that ball busting has become a new favorite of yours. We're going to talk about this because, like, getting kicked in the sack-a-rooney, folks, it's no fun. And I'm going to say this as someone who has got kicked in the sack-a-rooney by accident, once, hashtag motion your foot. It's not a pain. It's not a pleasant thing. It's not. But also sometimes some of us guys who like to pick and poke the bear, if you will, sometimes we need the kick in the sack-a-rooney. I'm just going to say sack-a-rooney because it sounds awesome. We're going to kick in the sack-a-rooney. So let's talk about the ball busting side of things because you have a joy of motioning the foot and you don't mind motioning the foot and kicking them in the ding-ding, if you will.
I don't mind at all. I find pleasure in their pain. Yes, I know it hurts. I have been kicked in the cooter before, and that fucking hurts. But something about just, it's got to do with my daddy issues. Like, that part of my life, he's not involved in my life, so there's a lot of anger and resentment towards him. So if a man allows me to take my anger out on his sack-a-roonies, is that what you said?
Sack-a-rooney, right in the sack-a-rooney.
Then I'm going to do it because it feels good to me.
Oh, okay, here's what you do the next time. You know, here's the ultimate comeback, and I'm going to say, you ask the person, what's the capital of Thailand? And then they go, what? Bangkok. Jimmy Tapper right in the sack-a-rooney. So
there's one move that I haven't done yet, but I want to do it with my arm.
Okay.
Like, I want to get swing back really hard. And just put my arm in between their legs and it's...
You just made every professional wrestling fan out there. I'm going to tell you what she just described to you, folks. This sick son of a gun with the sack-a-rooney shots. There you go. But no, what you just described right there is the old school, God rest her soul, Joni Lauer, the one and only ninth wonder of the world, China. That is how China used to execute the low blows back in the WWF days. You just did the old China Rooney right there.
I don't know a lot of the wrestler name, but I do know China.
Yes, one of the goddesses and one of the OG goddesses when it comes to professional wrestling. Yes, ma'am. But yeah, no, like really learning just about the fact of like ball busting. And here's the thing, and I've always said this too, and I think you can concur. Everybody as a human being is very unique. We all have our different preferences, our likes. And there are some guys that like to have the kick to the sack, the kick to the ding ding, if you will. Ball busting has become really a popular genre for fetishes.
Yeah. I haven't done much of it here in Vegas, but I need, once I start traveling, because those are on the east side of the state, I'm learning the sessions that I want to do. But I just want to do more.
As you should. And I think what's great about it too, as well, is with anything, and I say this within life or with every endeavor, you never stop learning, number one. But also number two, I'm going to say this right now, the fact that we have so many varieties out there, and that goes within popular culture, that goes within professional wrestling, that goes within sessions, that goes within fetishings, that is with modeling. There's something that you can learn, the aesthetic to everything, and it's wonderful. And I got to say with you over here with this tattooed and crude, I'm going to put you as that because you're tattooed and you're crude. The guy's Sacaroonies. There we go. So there's a tagline, but no, it's really great to see you just expanding your horizons. And I think that's going to lead to more great content and more great things coming for you, MJ.
Oh, yes. I haven't even gotten started on content yet. I'm just filming for other producers right now.
But that's the thing, too. And I think once you get your right clientele and your continued clientele, sky's the limit. And I cannot wait to see where you go from here. But you, man, I'm going to say this. Tattooed and crude, Sacaroonie shots all around. Buck wild. We said a lot of cliches and we said a nice little taglines in today's show. But you, my friend, we definitely have to have you back on for round three so we can talk more about the Avery Ryder bout when that gets released on the LFC website for Goddess Among Us. Check out that show and go back and check out LFC 38. And also what you should check out, because we're going to get more of MJ the Dominator Domino, as we are in season 13 of LFC Exposed, the reality series, where you can see this face. You can see LFC 35 Exposed and the behind the scenes and the interviews from that. And you can also see highlights of this one making her LFC 35 debut against Lauren the Animal Fogel. Highlights, yes. LFC Exposed, reality TV. Check it out because we in there like swimwear. And check out LFC.
I love that. I forgot they had a reality show.
Yeah, and we get to see a lot of great highlights of that fight and many of the great events that was LFC 35. And here's what I love about it too. You come in on board, first event, it's Halloween. And then the second one, you're cosplaying and you're dressing up. Cosplay and Halloween, it is fitting. Again, this is the gods right here speaking to you. You put it in the right situations.
Yep. Yep, you were so right, my friend. You were so right.
That is the beauty of it. And what you should do, folks, is put yourself in the right situations and not get a kick in the ding-ding. And check out LFCfights.com. Check out all the LFC content and allure. Check out this podcast. Check out Exposed. Check out everything that comes within LFC. You could check out Tommy Bell Art Sketchy and Funny, where he's done a lot of great drawings, including this one over here, which, by the way, shout out to Tommy Bell. The artistry is on point. He killed your drawing, man.
He killed it. He's so good. So good.
So good, so good. I got you. Hey, like we're James Brown. You're feeling good each and every time you see the drawing, and you're feeling good every time you see lingerie fighting championships. Yes. So, MJ the Dominator Domino and your awesomeness, where can we find you on all forms of social media, Instagram, Twitter? You be doing it up. Where can we follow you?
Instagram is MJ_Domino117. Twitter is, or X is, at MJ Dominator. I have a loyal fans that I just started. Let me get to that real quick. I haven't got much stuff up on loyal fans yet, but it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. Stay tuned. That's what we all want to see. So check her out, Loyal Fans, which is also a sponsor of LFC. Check them out, Real Loyal Fans, on social media. You will not be disappointed. You can check out MJ Domino Dominating. It's a common feel of skill and concentration. Check her out on Loyal Fans. Oh, my goodness. And MJ the Dominator Domino, before we close this out as well, do you have any final words for the LFC universe, the LFC fan base, on what we can expect going forward from the Dominator?
Keep watching because I'm coming in hot.
Click, click, click. I'm coming in hot. Yes. So with that being said, coming in with the hotness, when she's talking about her Twitter, she's talking about the X, and X going to give it to you. The Dominator is going to give it to you, and LFC is going to give it to you on all forms. Check out LFC 38, Angels and Little Devils. Check out MJ against My Death Proof Richards. Check out April 1st, where we get MJ the Dominator Dimer against the debuting Avery Ryder. Braids in your hair like you just don't care. And that's how we roll. LFC 38, 39, great events. Thank you all for supporting us. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. And check out yours truly on YouTube, Mike Larkin 92. Subscribe to the channel where you get the LFC podcast. Subscribe to each and everything that we do from Lingerie Fighting Championships. We appreciate you. We love you. We respect you. And if you don't, she'll claw your eyes out with her cat powers. That's how we roll. There it is. And as I always say to end this show, beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are. And MJ, the Dominator Domino, put those dominoes in place and let them fall. I include you in those sentiments. Thank you so much for your time.
Come talk to me. I love the way you're on to me. You're looking like you're wondering if we're here for the same reason. And now that you wanna lay in the sun, getting love drawn, sticking like honey. Yeah, I bet you're here for some fun with that someone, feeling that something. If you're looking for a good time, good time, honey, I'm right here. Looking for a good time.